Welcome to season two of the Renatural Research podcast. My name is Kayla Field, and I will be hosting this next season on the podcast, continuing to make research relevant and understandable while taking a slightly different approach. Before giving you some insight into the season, I'd like to take some time to introduce myself. I was born and raised in Durban, KZN, being the middle child between my two brothers. I was so fortunate to attend a wonderful school here where my intrigue for science developed and then was encouraged. This continued through my university career in Stellenbosch. After much advice and direction from family and friends, I decided on a Bachelor of Science in Human Life Sciences, a degree that would keep many doors open. This truly will always be one of my biggest pieces of advice for any prospective students at any level: to always reach out and never be afraid to connect with people who are doing what you are interested in. It can be so difficult to understand what you're really in for from purely resources online. And so speaking to people in the field can bring so much peace and insight about your decision. Being able to then narrow down my passions during my three-year undergrad, I subsequently went on to complete my honours in physiological sciences at Stellenbosch University as well. I was a part of the cancer research group during my time there and gained some experience in doing my own primary research. This year was the most rewarding yet challenging, the most growing yet uncomfortable, and the most exciting yet nerve-wracking. There were three core lessons that I learned from my honours year that I would love to share with you. The first one is that relationships are everything and not just for professional benefit. Reaching postgrad, many things are different from before. The number of postgrad students is usually a lot less than that in undergrad, and so your ability to connect with people throughout the department becomes much more apparent. With this feeling like the closest I'd ever experienced to walking into a new job, my mind flicked to the many times you hear or read or are told that the relationships and network you build are just as important as the work that you do. However, I very quickly realized that this view of your network only benefiting your professional work is very limited and inaccurate. The relationships built with peers, supervisors, and other postgrad students further along in their studies brought so much enjoyment and laughter and support. Don't get me wrong, this certainly does benefit all people in a professional capacity, as it naturally builds collaboration and innovation. But I learned and truly believe that so much of this professional benefit is strengthened and enhanced by the ability and opportunity to first connect on a personal level. And I'm so grateful to have many of these relationships extending far beyond my time at the university. The second thing is to always be curious and adaptable. With my personality, I've always valued a well-organized, systematic approach to tasks, especially when it comes to work. However, in research, the path is not always so straight. Along with the hundreds of pieces of new information about the labs and techniques, etc., we also quickly learned that while we can have an idea of a particular outcome to your research, and then carefully select techniques to help you come to a significant conclusion, many things change along the way. From scrapping results, to spending hours redoing and organizing samples, to adding new techniques as certain conclusions were made. One of the most valuable lessons learned while completing my honors project was to be adaptable, not getting stuck or frustrated just because the plan had changed. And I think this extends far beyond research. It is such a valuable skill to have in personal and professional areas of our lives. Having the ability to cope well with change and work hard to use the detour to actually make the outcome better than it would have been before. It becomes so important to not only dig deep in each small moment to stay motivated and consistent, but also to always zoom out and realize the greater goal and motivation for yourself. The curiosity and creativity that research allows you to have is far greater than people realize. And so within the twists and turns, the goal is to always focus on how you can be curious and learn more than you've known before. That becomes a great source of motivation, with the research not just being about completing a project, but doing better and improving the understanding of something to benefit people or the environment or whatever impact your specific research has. And lastly, I learned how important it is to find a balance between a confidence in yourself and the work that you can do, while still having much humility and respect for those around you and ahead of you. As I mentioned earlier, walking into postgrad for me felt a little bit like walking into a new job. And so with that usually comes many nerves and sometimes a little bit of self-doubt. Even being a confident person, it can become so easy to overthink and worry that you're not qualified to be where you are. Thankfully, I was so blessed to be in an environment in my honors year where we were really encouraged in our work and our ability. We were in an environment where everyone was so greatly valued and nurtured to become their best selves. And while I recognize that this may not be true of every future environment I find myself in, I really learned in that time how to have a very healthy confidence in the work that I do and my worthiness of being in a certain position, which I will always carry with me. Additionally, we were encouraged to ask questions and make mistakes. All of this leads to a better understanding of where you're at, how those around you can help and spur you on, and also a reminder that there's always more to learn from those who've gone before you and are alongside you. Again, reaffirming that belief to never shut yourself off from curiosity, never be afraid to look silly when asking a question, and always be willing to ask for help. A wonderful mix of confidence and humility is the way I approach all situations and tasks, and it really has made me better and stronger in all aspects. Moving on from speaking about my university career, the other piece of my story that I haven't mentioned is that throughout and subsequent to my university time, I found myself involved and invested in education. This began when I started the 2020 Matric initiative with a friend of mine. Shortly after the implementation of lockdown, we saw an incredible need in the country for educational support as learners were not able to go to school. With the assistance of other 2019 matriculants, we were able to provide educational support, materials, and online lessons to hundreds of matric. In addition to that, we partnered with Spu Umieni and the Imbeleko Foundation in the Valley of a Thousand Hills in KZN, working closely with their matric students to help many of them achieve distinctions and university application acceptances. This experience was an incredibly humbling and rewarding one, highlighting for me a great passion in finding so much purpose and fulfillment in empowering students from all walks of life to realize their potential and doing all that I can to lift others. This has continued and molded into different forms, as I have since been involved in private tutoring for 5 years and then running my own tutoring business full-time in 2024. It has been a joy to connect with and help many students grow their confidence and realize their academic potential. And I'm still so grateful to be involved in that space and have some exciting things coming soon that I'm currently working on at the time. And so with my research and education experiences, it has always been highlighted to me the importance of disseminating and communicating information well. Which leads me to hosting this new season of the podcast. I'm so grateful that Jessica has trusted me with this, and I'm so excited to be speaking to many people from many different fields and careers with the aim of bringing their research to life. By this, I mean making it understandable, relatable, and relevant to any person that is listening. I hope that this allows you, the listener, to see a clear societal or industry impact that you have not known before, recognizing where each research field has its importance and impact on the wider community. Thank you for listening and coming along this journey with us.